A life coaching minister meets with a woman named Denise. She says, "I know God has more for me, but I feel stuck. I start things and quit. I pray, but I do not move. I have ideas, but no direction." A chaplain might begin mainly with presence and permission. A life coaching minister also uses permission, but the coaching relationship often includes goals, reflection, growth, accountability, and faithful action. Phil, ministry skills fit beautifully here. The coach might ask, "What part of your life is getting the most attention right now?" Denise says, "Me, anxiety." Then the coach asks, "What part might be getting ignored?" She pauses and says, "My habits, my schedule, my calling, maybe even my trust in God." Now the conversation becomes whole life discernment. Roy Clouser helps the coach ask, "What is functioning like an ultimate belief?" Denise may be treating comfort as ultimate, or fear as ultimate, or approval from others as ultimate, or even productivity as ultimate. Do your words aspects help the coach notice what is being missed? There is a kinematic aspect. Her life has a pattern and momentum. There is an economic aspect, how she stewards time, energy, and attention. There is a formative aspect, skills, habits, tools, and leadership. There is a faith aspect, what she trusts when obedience feels costly. The life coaching minister does not reduce Denise to laziness, fear, trauma, personality, or poor planning. Instead, the coach helps her see the whole situation before God. Romans 12:2 says, "Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." Coaching can support renewed thinking that becomes faithful practice. Ministry Sciences observes that people often grow through reflective questions, realistic goals, supportive accountability, and small, repeated actions. The Bible has always taught faithful walking, not merely good intentions. The gospel gives deeper hope. Denise is not saved by productivity. She is not loved because she performs. In Christ, she is free to take faithful steps without making success her God. A helpful coaching question might be, what is one faithful next step you can take before God this week? What helps? Gentle structure, honest reflection, scripture-shaped goals, and accountability. What harms? Taking over the person's decisions, shaming slow growth, or treating coaching as therapy when referral is needed. The takeaway is this: life coaching ministers use film ministry skills to help people move from confusion to discernment and from discernment to faithful action.